אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 100.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're in the article The Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 94. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Once again, the writings of Baal HaSulam, The Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 94. It turns out that when Abba ve'Ima received the new light of Abzag and lowered the lower hay from the Nikvei Naim back to their peh and raised their achap to them, the Zat too, which clothed these achap during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba ve'Ima. Thus, the Zat became a single degree with Abba ve'Ima. This ascent of the Zat to Abba ve'Ima is called raising man. And when they are at the same degree as Abba ve'Ima, they receive the lights of Abba ve'Ima as well.
Clear or not? I'm going to have to read again.
Again, item 94. It turns out that when Abba ve'Ima received the new light of Abzag and lowered their lower hay from the Nikvei Naim back to their peh and raised their achap to them, the Zat too, which clothed these achap during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba ve'Ima. Thus, the Zat became a single degree with Abba ve'Ima. And this ascent of the Zat to Abba ve'Ima is called raising man. And when they are at the same degree as Abba ve'Ima, they receive the lights of Abba ve'Ima as well.
Questions?
No.
Well...
Rav, we learned that the lower which rises to the upper is Galgalta Einaim, right?
Yes.
And here he tells us that it's the lower seven that rise to Abba ve'Ima.
The lower one goes up to the upper one. Galgalta Einaim of the lower one go up to with Achap of the upper one. So this is Gadlut of the first kind, and Gadlut of the second type is in the place of the lower one already. So, by the Achap rising to Galgalta Einaim, there was no breaking yet, and they were all in the upper one. The whole Achap, each Achap was in its own upper one. And when they descended to their place, then the breaking took place. First of all, is it clear what I drew or not? Zivug in Nikvei Einaim on Reshimot Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, right? And Zivug on Dalet Gimel. From the Zivug on Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet in Nikvei Einaim Rosh Tesag, we get Rosh of Hitlapshut called Keter, Rosh of Avyut Abba ve'Ima, and Guf Zon, all in Galgalta Einaim. The Achaps are folded inside. Is that clear? To everyone? Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Good. In Zivug Dalet Gimel, when the Zivug happens at the Peh, the light of Gadlut comes down, gives Gadlut to Keter, 10 Sfirot, and 10 Sfirot in Abba ve'Ima, and 10 Sfirot in Zon. And all this comes out in such a way that this new light that comes to Zon spreads down. Galgalta Einaim and the Zon are above, but the Achap of Zon are below. And then this big light appears below the Parsa, and by this, the breaking happens. Now, because there was a breaking, this whole Parsuf, because it's Ten Sfirot, is broken. It breaks. And then this whole Patsuf breaks, and the 10 Sfirot of Abba ve'Ima are cancelled. There's a cancellation here of Abba ve'Ima. In other words, their gadlut, the cancellation of the achab of Abba Ve'ima, because it caused the breaking.
Ken.
Yes. Well.
למה כתוב ש
Why is it written that the ascent of the Achab to Abba Ve'ima is called man, raising man?
What else?
Because after all, it doesn't come, the deficiency is not of their own.
The chisaron came?
It's not on their behalf. The light came down and brought it back up. I thought that the man is raising its own deficiency from the side of the lower one.
When does the lower one come? When does the chisaron come from the lower one? Give me an example. It never happens.
I don't know. I just thought it was that way.
The chisaron never comes from the lower one. Ever. Even in corporeality, in order to receive, it doesn't come from the lower one, much less in the aim to bestow in spirituality. How can such a thing be in the will to receive? More. Yes?
Raising man. It's like something from below is rising upwards.
The chisaron goes up. Man is chisaron.
But the Rishimu of Dalet Gimel, their ascent.
Yes.
What's the difference between their ascent? We know that it's not a hizdakhut, not a purification. So what actually happens there? What's this ascent?
Shesag.
When sag.
Yored lemata.
Descends with his light of chasadim and imparts chasadim to Ak and is impressed by the Bchina Dalet that is there, and this Bchina Dalet causes Tzimtzum Bet and a parsa is made there. A limitation is made here that above it is possible to receive light from Tabul to Parsa, and from Parsa to Siyum it is impossible to receive light. Now, the Rishimot from all those things are in Sag, because Sag does it. It is Nekudot de Sag that descend. This is why it all happens in Sag. You just need to understand that understand that all this is sag that works in this way and goes back up. It is all its role. It's functioning. It all happens inside sag. The fact that we call it nekudot de sag, but it's all inside sag. It is its empire. What are you asking?
We know that in the hizdakhut, in the purification, there's all kinds of zivugim that happen along the way. What happens here?
There are no zivugim on light of chasadim, none. The zivugim happen when we have hizdakhut according to the degree that received something in order to bestow. Here it's complete bestowal. It stops this action because in Sag, here in Rosh Tesag, there was a Zivug. There was a Zivug on Gimel Bet, and when Gimel Bet decided to become cleansed or purified, then Nekudot de Sag happened, were made here. And when these Nekudot de Sag emerge through the Hizdakhut, they are the ones that go down and come back up. It is Nekudot de Sag. Now, what are you asking?
So Nekudot of Sag themselves that are included once of Bet Aleph and once of Dalet Gimel, they rise?
No. Oh, Dalet Gimel, yes. Along the way, they get the impression from Dalet Gimel that there is in the Hidak. Yes.
So it's an actual combination of Bina and Malchut which rises.
It is the future combination of Bina and Malchut.
And then the participation of Absag that goes down, that's what awakens it?
Wait.
He writes about it here.
Yeah, but he writes about it only in regard to Katnut and Gadlut of Nikudim.
So it says that the light of Absag at some stage causes the descent of the lower hay.
Because we have Rishimot Dalet Gimel, Rishimot Dalet Gimel activates light of Chochmah in Sag. Sag connects to with its Gimel to its Bet, because in Sag we have Gimel Bet. It doesn't need to connect to Ab even. Within Sag we have Chochmah. So Sag connects to the Chochmah in it, and that's enough. It brings the light of Chochmah down, and the light of Chochmah below cancels the limitations. And if we have Keter, Abba Ve'ima, in Katnot, and Zon, Zat in Katnot, so the light of Absag that comes down corrects all the kelim, because in Sag we have light of Chasadim, which is called in order to bestow, and in Ab we have light of Chochmah, which is to receive in order to bestow. This is why all those kelim are corrected. They can receive in order to bestow. But here, there is Bchina Dalet. There is Bchina Dalet, and it, which is here, becomes included, mingled, and doesn't let the kelim of Bchina Dalet to receive in order to bestow. This is why here is where the breaking happens. But we're not going to wait for you to think.
The question, where does the influence of Absag begin? Does it start in Nehi of Ak and the inclusion there?
No way.
Trying to understand where
Zivug Absag is done in the Peh, here in the Peh. Where is it? It happens in the Peh, the Rosh Desag, on Roshimo Dalet Gimel. Only from here down is there this influence. Yeah, but to the point, you know.
I'll try in the transition from Katnut to Gadlut of Nikudim. The Galgalta Einayim of Zat rise to Abba Ve'ima, right? With the Achap of Abba Ve'ima they rise. Galgalta Einayim of Zon or of Zat.
The Zon of Nikudim.
During Gadlut, when they move to Gadlut.
Why are they going up to Abba Ve'ima? I didn't get it.
Again, here there's Zat, which clothed these in Gadlut, also rose with them together to Abba Ve'ima. Well, right? So this is the Galgalta Einayim of the Zat that rise.
Where are you reading?
Item 94.
It turns out that when Abba Ve'ima received the new light from Absag, the Zivug Daka on Dalet Gimel lowered the lower hay from Nikve Naim to Abba Ve'ima back to their Peh, by this raising to them their Achab of Abba Ve'ima. Zat too, which clothed the Zachab during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba Ve'ima. Thus, the Zat became a single degree with Abba Ve'ima. This ascent of Zat to Abba Ve'ima is called raising man. Chisaron went up from Guf to Rosh, and when they are at the same degree as Abba Ve'ima, they receive the lights of Abba Ve'ima too, but while being at the Rosh. Yes.
Where rose is the Galgalta Einayim of the Zat of the Zon? Or that's what Ofer, I think, asked also.
When Abba Ve'ima enter a state of Gadlut, Galgalta and Dizon enter a state of enter them into them.
So it's just the Galgalta Einaim of Zon that rise together with them, right? It's not the Achap of the Zon. The Achap of the Zon remains below.
For Achap the Zon, there is another Zivug.
Why don't they rise? Why do the Achap of Zon not rise above the Parsa if the Galgalta Einaim rise in their place?
Because only Achap the Abba Vima were fallen into Galgalta Einaim the Zon.
But that was above the Parsa.
There was no connection between them. Between Achap the Abba Vima and Zon, there was connection only with Galgalta Einaim the Zon.
The system is kind of clothed, one inside the other, one inside the other. So Galgalta Einaim of Zon rise upwards. So naturally they're supposed to also raise their achap with them above the Parsa, no?
From where will they get the powers? From where?
From the light of Absag came. It's the one that made this whole system in to Gadlut. That's what moved the system from Katnut to Gadlut.
I'm not really getting it. Today I'm a little. When light of Absag comes, it goes into Keter the Nikudim. Keter the Nikudim receives Gadlut. Achab the Keter is in Galgalta Einaim de Abba Ve'ima, right? So from this, Galgalta Einaim de Abba Ve'ima join Keter, right? Okay. Galgalta Einaim de Abba Ve'ima were previously also corrected, because it's Galgalta Einaim. Now they join Keter, right? Okay. Then what comes? Light of Gadlut comes to Abba Ve'ima. To Achab de Abba Ve'ima. Zon, Galgalta Einaim de Zon, clothe Achab de Abba Ve'ima, so Zon go into Gadlut. Join the Gadlut de Abba Ve'ima. What happens with Achab de Zon? This is the question. This requires another Zivug. Another action. The light passes, and Achab de Abba Ve'ima, Achab de Zon, rise and join Abba Ve'ima. But the problem is not in this. It is in that later, Achab de Abba Ve'ima, with their lights, they return to their place. Achab, the descended Achab, and this caused the breaking. The breaking happens because of this.
You mean that the Achap of Zon go down to their place, or the Achap of Abba Ve'ima go back to their place? Because you said Achap of Abba Ve'ima.
You confuse me. What do you want to ask? Wait. Let's. We still have time.
The Reshimot of Dalet Gimel in Galgalta, the force of the Masach kept them as being restricted. And now it's the same Reshimot.
What do you call Galgalta?
The Reshimot Dalet Gimel in Galgalta.
In Galgalta Deak?
Yes, they're restricted and did not shatter. They didn't go break because there was a force of a Masach that keeps them from not receiving in order to bestow, right? And now Dalet Gimel, after the Katnut, after the second restriction, that there's a different order of Parzufim in Galgalta Einaim, of the lower inside the Achap of the upper. So this did cause the breakage. So the reason is,
first of all, Reshimot don't break, so what are you talking about?
No, the breaking of the whole Parzuf, the whole world. So the reason is that this order of the Parzufim in second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, that's happening in Gadlut and Nikudim. Now, because of that spin, the breaking occurred. The same Reshimot in Galgalta didn't break. And now, yes, they broke.
Reshimot don't break. What are you talking about?
No, the Zivug upon these Reshimot. In Galgalta, there was no breaking on the Reshimot of Dalet Gimel.
Galgalta didn't receive there. It stopped itself from receiving. Right. Now, it is seemingly acting again in receiving in order to bestow in Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. It's the same Reshimot as there were in Galgalta, the same Reshimot in which Galgalta refused to receive, now she receives.
And it's also Zivug in the Pe, meaning it's like the first restriction, really.
Yes, of course.
So what's the reason it broke? No.
What's the reason it broke?
That the first restriction is not protecting it from that zivug that prevented the breaking in Galgalta.
The tzimtzum bet, second restriction, is cancelled. You're asking why, when the second restriction was cancelled, why these kelim couldn't receive in order to bestow? Why couldn't they receive in order to bestow in Galgalta? Well, lack of masach.
Yes.
Why did they think that they would have a masach here?
Because of the order of...
Because Sah gave them chasadim, so they thought they could receive in order to bestow. What was their mistake?
Lack of recognition in...
Not recognizing the real B'chinah Daled, which was never revealed. And now it became revealed. That's why it broke. Now... What confused me was I didn't understand what he was asking. He was asking of a Chab Daliyah d'Abavim or a Chab Daliyah d'Zon. To raise the Chab of Abavim or to raise the Chab of Zon?
Of Zon.
Of Zon. Zon had only the descending Achab, the Achab to descend. After Abavim raised their Achab and achieved Gadlut. They made their gadlut at that place and gave of this gadlut to Zon. They gave them the light of gadlut, and Zon received at the place, meaning below the parsa. All the lights that expanded in Galgalta and Zon didn't break anything, so they received them in order to bestow. But the minute the lights begin to travel down below the parsa, then they begin to break. Or maybe I didn't understand the question. I don't know. I'm not sure I understood. Ask again, if he wants. 95, right?
Item 95. And that which is called man, since the ascent of the Anpin to Bina, brings her back to being face to face with the Chokhmah. It's known that every Zat are Zon. Hence, when the Zat rose with the Achap of Abba Ve'ima to the degree of Abba Ve'ima, they became man to the Bina of the ten Sfirot of Abba Ve'ima. Then she returns to being face to face with the Chochmah of Abba Ve'ima and provide the Zon, which are the Zat of Nikudim, that rose to them with the illumination of Chochmah.
Clear? No? Yes? What's happening with you today? I thought only I was confused because of the previous lesson. Yes?
So that the lower one will raise man to the upper one, does it have to rise to the upper? I thought that for the lower one to raise man to the upper, it has to rise to it to pass the man? I thought it moves it in a different way.
No, it has to be in connection with the upper one. It has to feel the achap of the upper one that are fallen into it, and it gives the chisaron to the upper one.
Here he mentions that the raising man is where the lower one rises to the upper, and that's called raising man.
Are you talking about the chisaron?
Yes.
Oh, of course, the chisaron that goes up from the lower to the upper, it is called raising man. So what's the question?
Yes, but why do I need the ascent to the upper? Why does the Galgalta Inayim of the lower one need to rise to the upper one, and that will be called raising of man?
It's the same thing.
It's a little confusing. I thought that raising man from their place without...
So what is the chisaron that goes up? Kelim.
An impression from the achap of the upper, and that will be called the raising of man. Why is an ascent of Galgalta Inayim necessary?
What is the difference between the chisaron and the kelim? There is no difference. The kelim or the chisaron. The chisaron is the kelim.
You're saying yes, it's like I have a box here, and in the box there is a chisaron.
So the box can stay, and the chisaron goes up. There is no such thing in spirituality. Only chisronot, the deficiencies. Ask again.
It's like when Galgalta Enem of the lower one is impressed by the Achap of the upper, this impression itself is already raising of deficiency.
No, it's still not raising chisaron. It's still a chisaron in the lower one.
So what is considered raising man?
Raising man is when the lower one actually raises his chisaron to the upper one. He forces a chisaron, the upper one, to receive his chisaron, and it activates the upper one according to its chisaron. It has to be in a special connection with the upper one. It has to see to equivalence of form. It has to raise man. It's raising man. Meaning a special equivalence with the upper one. Otherwise, it won't happen.
So raising man is an actual action.
It's an act on the part of the lower one, or the upper one can do it alone. Done by the upper one, like in Ibu and Yenika. Then there is no work almost on the part of the lower one. The upper one does everything. Yes, Yochai.
Teacher, what are we missing? What? Not yet.
Now, all we need is to get ready for this action called Congress. I'm thinking about this all the time, not about Absag, all those things. They really can't penetrate my mind now. Because these things that we are now going through in practice at the Congress are very deep. They are building of new kelim that never in history have been corrected. This is why I'm pretty confused about this. And I want you to be included in this confusion, live in it, feel it, and together we will be the operators, the active parties.
And the system will feel it?
We have to feel it. We, Europe, Moscow, all those who are with us, we all have to feel it. And feel what is happening inside. It's not a meeting of friends, a social event. It's something very substantial, spiritual. We have to feel what's happening inside. What kelim, what lights, what reshimot, what kind of hitkalelut, merging we're going through. We are together. What does it mean to be together? What is this hitkalelut? What is happening? How do we go above all the faces and bodies and the feeling of this kind of confinement, this area, this location, into the spirituality in it? This is what's important. For this, we still have to prepare ourselves.
That's the question. What's missing?
What's missing is attention on our part. Not disregard, but constant attention to this.
And patience?
Well, I told you a long time ago, without patience. Patience means you are giving yourself up to the Creator. It's not like corporeal patience. It is that you have to raise deficiencies with Shemot, Man, and the Creator will finish up for you. It's always like that. Okay? Good. All right. We only have two nudges. Baruch and Saba, Grandpa. Oh, or another one. Yes, Grandpa. Look at him. He wanted to go first. See that? Odessa is really...
No.
I wanted to ask Rav, the man could also be inside the Parzuf itself, right? Where Zat raise man to the Galgalta Einayim?
No. Man is only what the upper one feels from the lower one.
You know, they have to be two Parzufim necessarily.
Yes, yes.
One within the other.
It's Menukvin, female water, when they feel the female that yearns to be Bina. Water.
Meaning in the same Parzuf, such a thing doesn't exist, because I saw here that Ima and Abba receive an illumination from above in order to lower their Malchut to Peh.
Yes, because for themselves they don't need it.
So that's why I was asking. It has to be a Parzuf within a Parzuf so that the raising of man
there has to be a Chisaon from the lower one and the force from the upper one, and then they do the action. All right, give it to him.
Thank you. A question about raising man. If we're talking about the fact that ascent is a certain spiritual movement, is movement a change in form?
Yes.
Question, where does it have a deficiency? Is raising a man is a deficiency? Where does it have a change of form, of being closer to bestowal?
He wants to be like the upper one, and this is why it gets the strength.
But where does the power come from in the lower one to be in the upper and to be in that connection before the upper?
He demands, because the upper one gives birth to him, he can demand from him, because he demands the strength to work in order to bestow.
Where does the power of demand in the lower one, before the correction, before the raising of man, obligating the upper?
From the Rishimo. The lower one is in a Rishimo. He gets an illumination from the upper one that acts on the Rishimo, and then it reacts. That's it. You can ask, what is the work of the lower one here? He receives everything from the upper one. Of course he receives everything from the upper one.
To connect to the upper, that's work.
No, he just needs to, well, have it this way. We'll talk about it. What depends on the lower one. It is mainly work in society. Give it to the bus driver. What does he want?
I wanted not about Apsag. I replace Eged from a large one to a small one. I don't get to speak in Israel to just about every person who enters my bus. And I discovered such a thing.
Oh, you're driving a cab.
Yeah. So I just noticed that lately, from the experience for years already, and the last 6 months, I've noticed that not one person, even the smallest to the greatest, each of them knows the word hatred, that there's hatred that dwells between us. Everyone knows that. Everyone says that word. Every person feels that something has to happen. And if you explain them for 2-3 sentences, they understand that the medicine is connection amongst the people. And they understand the responsibilities. For me, it's a sign that what's happening here, and you're bringing us those essential discernments, that it's all flowing to the people. Because it's one by one. They didn't feel that before. And I think what's remaining, like you're saying, a small step, prayer, and it will flow below. L'chaim b'nei Baruch, thank you. And thank
Amen.
You, everyone.
All right, I'm asking. Please listen to the first lesson again, because in it we touched some very important points with regard to the Congress. Okay? That's it. And?
The evening lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 p.m. Israel time, a live lesson with Rav Leitman on Tzviat Torah. We will conclude. Have a good day. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון, מאיר לעולמנו. מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים,
רוצים לחבר.